And so here's Peter. He was raised with that. It was in his DNA to feel that way, plus the wind and the waves. And he says, command me to come to you. And Jesus asked him to come to him. And so Peter stepped out of the boat. Can you imagine what that must have been like for him? Humans can't do this, probably Peter is thinking. That's probably what his disciples are thinking. Human beings can't do this. I'm just a fisherman. What in blue blazes is going on? But then he begins to notice the wind and the waves, doesn't he? Now, we've been there, haven't we? And he begins to sink. And the next thing he realizes, after he calls for help, is Jesus reaching down and pulling him up. Have you ever done something and felt Jesus pulling you down, reaching down to pull you up? Have you ever been in a place in your life where you stepped out of the boat and you did begin to sink because of those winds and those waves, and Jesus was there to pull you up? You know, no, we don't have physical proof, but you know it was Jesus reaching down to pull you up. You ever felt like that? You see, that's where we need to be. Yeah, many people call Peter a failure, but guess what? If he wouldn't have stepped out of that boat, he wouldn't have what? Walked on the water. If Peter hadn't have stepped out of that boat, and if Peter hadn't lost his concentration on Jesus and started seeing the wind and the waves and began to sink, he wouldn't have experienced that he can put all of his trust in Jesus, because Jesus is going to reach down and pull you up. He would have never, never, ever experienced that, would he? Those 11 disciples in the boat, they have no clue what Peter felt like when he walked on the water. They have no clue what he felt like when Jesus reached down and pulled him up. Do they? You see, water walkers master failure management. And they understand that failure is not an event, but a judgment about the event. Water walkers see failure as an opportunity to grow. You see, whenever that church that we started out there failed, quote unquote, when it no longer exists, man, then is when I realized who Eric was. I began to learn firsthand, and I had no choice about the matter, who Eric was. Because that's painful. I put my entire family into that situation. So how was I going to see this as an opportunity to grow? Well, I survived. But I learned a lot. I felt many times, not just once, Jesus reaching down to pull me up. I felt that many times. You have got to understand that failure does not shape you, but the way that you respond to failure is what shapes you. I want you to hear that. Failure does not shape you. It's the way you respond to failure. Finally, water walking brings a deeper connection with God. Water walking brings a deeper connection with God. It's like I said, those 11 disciples had no idea what it felt like to have Jesus reach down and pull him up. You learn about yourself and you learn about your relationship with God when you step out of the boat. And folks, unless we step out of the boat, we will never, ever experience that. We will not put ourselves in a position to understand that Jesus saves you. Jesus reaches down into whatever you're sinking in and pulls you up and out. Amen? But something I want you to understand too, in this story, where was Jesus? You're right, but where was Jesus physically? Jesus was in the water. You want to meet Jesus? You want to walk on water? Step out of the boat. Let's pray. Gracious God, You are truly awesome. And it's only because of You that we are here today, and we give You thanks and praise, God. I thank You for each one of these folks that came here today to hear Your Word, to sing Your praises. We just ask, God, that You anoint us fully. Give us the courage. Give us guts, God, to step out when You call us to, when You command us to. Give us the guts, give us the courage to step out of that boat, God. And as we often do when we lose track of You, Lord, help us trust You as You reach down and pull us up. We love You, God. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are able, would you please stand and sing with us, Be Unto Your Name.